are here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts, and we are here with CUNA Mutual Group's very own Carlos Molina. How are you, sir?
Quite well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanks for asking. So you were here presenting. You just got through with a presentation, actually, and it was all about cybersecurity and the C-suite, which is pretty darn near one of the timeliest of timely topics these days. So give us a quick overview on what you talked about.
Sure. So the idea of it is as a leader in a credit union, mm-hmm. what do we need to focus on when we're talking about cybersecurity? 9 times out of 10, when you're talking to people about cyber risks, they're terrified. And the reality is because we don't necessarily understand it, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think when you're looking at it from a leadership perspective, what we need to understand is that more often than not, cyber and the threat and risk of cyber is related to a process breakdown in the credit union. And as a leader, how do we go about affecting that? Mm-hmm. And one of the things we really talk about is, you know, if you can measure it, you can manage it. And that's the same thing you can do around some of those cyber threats.
Right. And so I interview credit union leaders all the time. And whenever I ask them, hey, what keeps you awake at night? Cybersecurity is probably 9 times out of 10 the top answer. It's like, oh my gosh, I worry about a data breach. I worry about identity theft, all that type of stuff for our members. I worry about being the next headline in the newspaper. Well, newspapers. Newspapers. So yeah, so that's, and I'm sure the people in your audience in that were just kind of like sitting on the edge of their seats listening to like, What were some of the takeaways that you could provide them to help them out in this?
Sure. So I think the first thing is understanding, you know, how are you aware of what that threat landscape is, mm-hmm. right? How do you know what can affect your credit union? Mm-hmm. And the reality is it can affect credit unions in various number of ways, right? If you're a credit union with a large, say, armed service presence, then the reality is you might have to worry a little bit more about, say, a nation-state attack, mm-hmm. some type of disruptive attack, mm-hmm. right? Because we're looking at how they're affecting you as a business. But if you're talking about a credit union that's maybe working with educators, mm-hmm. wildly different threatscape, right? I mean, you might be more concerned with, say, identity theft. So, you know, that's how we need to look at it. And also, you know, cyber is one of those issues that's so technical, but sometimes that's the biggest problem, right?
Right, because it goes right over your head.
How do we understand that information? Mm-hmm. So you need to be very deliberate as a leader mm-hmm. in how you want to digest that information. How do you want your staff to explain it to you? How do you want it reported to you? And then how are you going to take that information? And then how are you going to then, you know, set the strategy to help mitigate those risks?
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt. And so what was, did you get any feedback from the audience? Did you do like a little Q&A? And if so, what was kind of the theme of the Q&A?
Sure. I mean, it was a lot of questions on, okay, well, who should be reporting to us as leaders? Who do we need to hear this from? How do we handle that? And you know, the reality is you should be hearing from everyone within your credit union. The credit unions do the best job of really identifying and mitigating cyber risk. Mm-hmm. They have cyber committees, and those cyber committees are usually led by someone on the C-suite, mm-hmm. but it's comprised of someone from accounting. It's comprised of someone from, you know, frontline. And it's also a different demographic of the employees as well. It's nice to have, you know, more established, experienced employees there, mm-hmm. but it's great to have a millennial presence there as well, right? Because they're the connected generation. They're on their phones. They understand some of this. And they could pose a different threat, but they might give you a different perspective on how to combat or mitigate that threat. That's really the best way to do it. And that was sort of the question today is, well, how do we do that? How do we get this communication? How do we do it? The other thing that we talk about a lot is holding your employees accountable related to cybersecurity. And how do you do that? Mm-hmm. And a common theme is, you know, you should be including cybersecurity responsibilities into job descriptions, into performance reviews. And we're finding not enough credit unions are doing that.
Wow.
And the credit unions are doing that now when you're shifting the conversation. And again, if you can measure it, you can manage it. Mm-hmm. You're starting to see that cultural shift mm-hmm. where employees are really much more aware of it. Mm-hmm. And they're less apt to just click on that link. They're going to report it right away.
Right.
Because one of the most common cybersecurity is via email.
Exactly.
Clicking on a PDF document or some link or, you know, a phishing attack, that type of stuff.
Sure.
So that's the
majority of those attacks, if you look at them, there's an employee component, meaning you had an employee who clicked on a link, who maybe had a weak password, they didn't follow proper protocols on where a document should be saved, maybe they're putting something on their desktop because they don't have the time.
Right.
If you start to like put barriers around that, you start to audit that, you start to review that, mm-hmm. you start to explain to them the importance of why these things need to get done, mm-hmm. that's how you affect that change.
Yeah, and that'll sink in after a while. Definitely, definitely. So what's the, obviously, I was going to ask you, like, hey, what's the importance of this? Obviously, it's information security,
sure.
duh. So, I mean, what, as are there other importance type of messages that you can send out there? I mean, this is this is like almost the most important thing right now. So because of the whole data breach thing. So
yeah, it's also around, you know, I would say training. I think training is a really important thing. We're not just talking about training from day to day, but training of understanding the nature of these threats.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks they understand what a data compromise is, but really, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, if malware gets into your system, what's it going to attack? Mm-hmm. How's it going to do it? Mm-hmm. We also need to consider the idea of talent in the cyber area, right? I think if you look at it from just kind of a broader marketplace, the biggest issue affecting cybersecurity right now is a lack of effective, experienced talent to help combat and mitigate some of these issues. And the credit union market is no stranger to this.
Right.
What we find is that the credit unions who are really being aggressive to target this is they're working with community colleges, they're working with trade schools, they're identifying individuals on their staff who maybe traditionally wouldn't fall into that cybersecurity mold, but they're interested in it.
Right.
They want to talk about it. They're
right.
passionate about it. They want to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have someone who's not only just interested in learning that subject, but also who really knows the culture of the credit union. And that's where you start to see that shift. You know, you develop mentorship programs, job shadowing. I really think that that's going to be one of the pivotal issues, you know, facing the credit union industry around cyber.
And if you're a high school senior right now going into college looking for a major, cybersecurity is a huge jobs. Talk about job security, cybersecurity.
Absolutely, and it's not just that formal education. It's getting that tactical experience as well, and I think that's where credit unions can come in and really identify that talent very early on and nurture it and foster it
Yeah, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Nurture that. If you see that, man, just, I mean, that's a great asset to have right under your nose. My goodness. My goodness. Anything else? Were there any other takeaways in your talk that credit unions can use? I don't want to steal all your thunder, Carlos.
Sure. You know, I think it's just one of those where it really affects everybody in the organization, right? I think very often it's easy to think that it's a cyber issue. It's an IT problem. It's an information security problem. It's not. That's a problem that runs horizontally throughout the entire credit union. And it really starts with leadership to make sure that everybody understands we all have our roles, we all have our responsibilities. Something as simple as making sure that your phone is locked.
Yeah.
You're not leaving it, you know, out, you're not leaving your desktop unlocked, you're not leaving your phone in your car, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's that individual personal responsibility around the cyberscape. And that's something that I think really resonated with the audience.
Oh, I think it's, and I also think, I'm taking it a step further, I think it could be an industry-wide thing, because if a credit union ends up in the headlines as we talked about, hey, big data breach at XYZ credit union, that affects the whole industry, because that's a reputation thing that all of us. So I think it could be a bigger thing, but especially at that particular credit union level.
Absolutely, and that's a really good point. Is, you know, sometimes we think of it as just in terms of the financial risk.
Mm-hmm.
The reputational risk attached to this is you can't put a dollar figure on that.
Use
right?
That trust factor right away.
You lose your members' trust. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's an opportunity that credit unions can really take advantage of, especially some of their smaller ones. If you think about it, you know, that might actually be an advantage for some of those smaller credit unions. They're not so large. They're not so complex.
Yeah.
They can really embed that culture of cybersecurity into their staff and make sure that they don't make those mistakes that lead to these breaches. And that could be something they leverage when they're out there talking to the members and prospective members.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Oh my gosh, didn't even think of that one. That's a great take. You should probably trademark that or something like that. That's really, really good. All right, Carlos, anything else to add to wrap up here? I know you're a busy guy, so we don't want to hold you in the hot seat too long.
This has been a great conference. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Cool. Carlos, thank you very much.